Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
Peace, family, is 19 Keys. It's the most dangerous podcast in the world. Make sure y'all tap in for some war room, some high-level conversation, and keys to be able to unlock and stimulate that guy within. Tap in.
Conversation about political, economic, and wealth building. This is the war room.
Peace, family, is 19 Keys tapping in. This is part two of the war room. I'm back here with my good brother Bashir Music.
Yes,
we about
yes,
to tap yes. into another part of this conversation. Right now we about to talk about wealth. We got in the mindset, you understand, we're going to go into wealth. All right, listen, man.
I got to let you know, my name is Bashir. So when y'all see me, don't say Bashir,
Bashir. Don't say that.
None of that. This is Bashir, the one mind in the universe, the architect, the one who brings good news from Allah God, the Omnitect. I don't prescribe to artists. Call me an Omnitech when you see. Tap all the way in.
All right, intro's out the way. Nah, wealth though, man. Inflation is high as hell. Costs way too much. Everything costs too much. You know, fall of America and Elijah Muhammad already predicted that this dollar would die. You understand me? And this current regime is on its last leg, and this world is holding on as hard as possible. You understand me? Now, a lot of people find, they believe that cryptocurrency is the opportunity, you understand me, to create their own financial legacies and futures, to get themselves reparations, and I believe that too. You understand me? At least it has been that way, specifically for the last, 12 years, to be honest. There's a lot of people that are getting into the game right now. And it's nothing wrong. Everybody want to be a metaverse expert now. Everybody wants to talk about blockchain. Everybody's switching it up, you understand me, to jump on this particular wave. And don't get me wrong, I'm not mad at it, you understand me? But everybody didn't have an early understanding, you understand me? Some people are only doing it now is because their teachings are becoming outdated and the gains that you will be giving those people on how to build wealth are not substantiated by this new wave of investors, right? These old white men trying to tell people what to invest in and don't invest in crypto and don't do this, that, and the third, but they ain't got the type of game as the revolutionaries of today. See, I've been teaching people, giving away crypto, building up and being revolutionary. There's never been nobody I had to come behind. When it comes to this thought leadership, you understand me? Top level tier, you understand me? We done brought futures to the market, options to the market, crypto to the market, infinite life, infinite banking systems. You understand me? We done brought how to utilize your life insurance. You understand me? Everything from virtual real estate to digital real estate. You understand me? To the master mindset to utilize the principles of the universe to tap into who you are so that your family can get their last name straight. Y'all build y'all a crest. Y'all put together y'all trust, y'all estate. You understand me? Own some land and build out your future as an institution here in this world.
So practically big God energy.
Yeah, man, big guy energy. That's all I was saying.
That's really what all of that is.
Peace, family, 19 Keys tapping in. And this episode is brought to you by Goldwater. Now, sleep is probably the one most important thing that a human being can do. I know people used to tell you, come on now, entrepreneurs don't sleep and things of that nature. Don't listen to that. That's complete bullcrap. You need your rest, right? Now, the importance is that the universe has, or nature itself, has aligned the body, right, with a circadian rhythm. At 10 o'clock, we naturally are supposed to stop eating, and our body starts to secrete a fluid, making us tired, right, known as melatonin. Those who have heard of this understand this. We often disrupt that process because we have artificial lights, blue lights within the day, and by the time we go to sleep, we never get into that deep, deep beta, delta wave sleep, right? Now, this is not good. You want to get into that deep REM sleep because at night, what happens while you're sleeping, your body is resting and regenerating, processing all the information from the day. Your cells are going there healing. Your body is digesting the food, clearing out your colons and the rest of your body. So when you wake up, you're clear and you're operating at optimal function. Now, one of the issues in society today is a lot of people don't dream. When they do dream, they don't dream in color, right? Or when they do dream, they don't have a lucid dream. And a lucid dream is when the dreamer realizes they're dreaming. That means that you have power over your subconscious faculties. The same way you have power in a lucid dream when you can control everything in your reality is the same way you can have power in a lucid woke state. But the lucid dream allows you to be able to figure out complex ideas and things that's going on in your own life and take control over it. Right, but everybody doesn't even know how to operate in that standard of reality that every human being has the possession to be able to tap inward to. We have great testimonials when it comes to Goldwater that our customers and our clients are always coming back and say, yo, I had my first deep dream in a long time. I've had great sleep. So sometimes I would take Goldwater right before I go to sleep. I also take it when I wake up in the rising. So it gives me that energy, it gets me started. I take it on an empty stomach 30 seconds before I eat anything in my stomach, and I take it at night. So it helps me secrete that melatonin, that electrify my brain, tapping into that third eye, decalcifying my pineal gland. So by the time I wake up, I am abundant, I am refreshed, I am ready to go, as all human beings should. Listen, I don't know what you're doing right now, but make sure you get a great night's sleep so you can wake up refreshed and then do it on the go and see if you're more in that electrical mode. Tap in. Yeah, nah, but you know, listen, man, wealth is important, right? It's like it's certain ways that we need to learn how to really put together our money. Like every family should put together a stock list, right? Now everybody don't have to invest in the same industries, but there are industries that will be safe to invest in that should be good to you, right? Looking at historical industries that have done good over the last 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 100 years, you understand me? And taking your money outside these institutional banks and putting it somewhere you will get better gains, right? There's no bank in the world that will give you more better gains than stocks. There's no stocks that's gonna give you better gains than crypto. Fact. You understand me? So at the end of the day, if we wanna be smart with our money and we wanna catch up to every other family on how they building wealth, right, then that's where we need to start. But also, there is no wealth without education. See, I don't like the school system. Everybody know that. I know because the school system robbed you. I remember going to school and they was telling us that, you know, the best way to be a millionaire was to go to college. You understand me? That you're going to be making $1 million more than a person that didn't get a degree. But that's BS. You understand me? It's oversold, overbought BS. And a lot of people that tell people to go to college now is because they lazy. Let's be honest. You tell your child to go to college, you want to kick them out the house because you don't want to think of more creative routes for them to be able to produce success through their endeavors. This culture, the creative wealth builder today, you understand me? Like, your child can be your financial wealth manager. You understand me? By simply investing in their education so that they can understand how to build wealth. And some of these things you may not understand. Like, a lot of the, you know, I think I heard on a podcast, it was one of those preachers and doctor, not doctor, but Jay Morrison was talking about leaders. And now a lot of the leaders don't want to pass the torch no more. This is why a lot of these things don't progress further. You understand me? There's no passing of the torch anymore. There's just, well, when I'm gone, we'll just see what happens almost, right? But at the same time, it's not bad because this generation decides to choose themselves. The generation decided to say, for every door that was closed, I'm gonna build my own. For every table I wasn't offered an opportunity yet, I'm gonna create my own. For every platform I wasn't given, I'm gonna create my own. This is the generation of the creators. You understand me? The most creative generation ever. You understand me? Because you're forced to do for self and create your own, because the previous generation, they ain't getting no game. And that's not saying all of them, but I mean, like, you know, I've been doing this for a long time. You understand me? And the amount of older cats and OGs that reach out, it's like bar none. You understand me? The ones that offer opportunities, come through the door, offer support and things of that nature, non-existent. So it's hard not to have a chip on your shoulder, you understand me, as you move about, because it's like, y'all niggas ain't out here giving nothing. We go get it and get our own, and then you got to respect what we built, because y'all don't want to pass on the throne. You look at everybody as if they unworthy, and then we look back at y'all like, nah, right. What you built didn't do anything for us in the capacity that it created the opportunities.
King's disease.
Yeah. So we went and looked at the technology. We ended up giving ourselves access. We took the information, and we utilized our creative wits and talents, and we created opportunities for ourselves. Like, we the generation that inherited nothing. So now we have to figure out how we can own everything, set ourselves up so the next generation can inherit our successes, because we inherited the failures of our parents, our great-grandparents, you understand me, and a lot of the institutions that we were born in. We inherited the karma in our DNA from all of the mistakes. But it's not to say that our parents were bad, our great-parents were bad. They were dealing with devils, just like every generation deals with devils. They dealt with the heroin, they dealt with the crack, they dealt with the prisons, they dealt with the government, they dealt with the wars, all of those different things that they went through. So this generation, we the Omicron. You understand me? We all the viruses in one. You understand me? And it's time for us to continue to embrace that adversity. You understand me? That builds us, the gods.
Right. I think, you know, of course, all the older generations, they are afraid. You know what I'm saying? They're afraid because what they see in this generation, they see that, you know, we the Omnitechs. You know what I'm saying?
What's an Omnitech?
The Omnitech to me is a being that goes and hops through different dimensions, going through different dimensions of thought, going into the different spaces. You know what I'm saying? Crypto, going into spirituality, going into healing by eating the right foods and doing all these different things that we know that our parents should have been doing, mm-hmm. should have been teaching us, right? But we ended up doing it ourselves. And as we are establishing ourselves now as this new generation, and I would say really it's just black gods. Because if at the end of the day, a being that comes from nothing and not being that, not having nothing passed on to them, and they actualize something into existence, that's a god. That's a creator.
Yeah.
So we in a whole new system and realm of gods now. And like you said, the older generation, they don't want to pass on the torch. They don't want to have no rites of passage. So that's why we creating it now.
Yeah, that and you know, them politics, them silly politics, man. A lot of it is just to maintain, but it's not to expand.
Yeah.
Let's maintain what we have here, but it's like a fear. It's fear-based. It's like, nah,
absolutely.
Let's just try to keep what we got.
Yeah.
Forget what we got. If it ain't what it's supposed to be, it ain't worth nothing.
Right.
You understand? You got to build and expand and got to be courageous. And a lot of them, they didn't die while they living. They time have passed.
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
You understand me? And they're no longer innovative. They mentally, they passed the torch. You understand me? Because they decided that it's somebody else's responsibility to carry it on. But they didn't physically embrace it. They didn't, you know, speak it out their mouth and lend the support. And so the tribal sense is not there.
Facts.
You know, like, doing this work, being a mind in this time, being a thought leader, you know, you have more media access than any other generation. So, you know, I could say honestly that, you know, you don't know how many people that Malcolm X actually spoke to, right, in real time when he did speeches. Right? But now we have the ability to where I can take an idea, a concept that I want the culture to know, and I can amass 50,000 people to be in attendance. You understand me? I can reach millions of people after the speech is done. That's real impact and influence. So I'm seeing a moment in time here where we have more leaders, self-proclaimed leaders, and not proclaimed in words, but in actions, because they said that I'm a leader because I'm leading. You know what I'm saying? I'm a leader because I'm leading. Not because I've been validated by some old institution. Forget those rules. Remember, the creative designed the worlds for himself. The rules that were given to us, when you force us to follow those constructs, it makes us a slave so that we can continue to lend energy to the thought forms that were created before us. The most dangerous thing to any institution is an outside thinker.
Absolutely.
When an outside thinker comes into that institution, it destroys the rituals and the rites that were set in procession in order to maintain order and construct. So when you come with outside thought, everybody inside are afraid of it. They say, wait, we don't do things like that. But what if it's better? It doesn't matter if it's better. The point is to follow instructions. Right? Now, it's not a moral position to be taken, a good or bad. It's just to understand the role between wisdom and soldiers.
Right. What's best and better.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's a, you know, instead of having a dictatorship, because that's what it is. It's a dictatorship if good ideas are not allowed to flow and expand.
Absolutely.
And see, that's why earlier when I was saying that we have to grow out, you understand me? It's not going against growing in, but the growing out is just saying that the universe expands by growing outward because light is constantly reaching areas that it had not reached before. So it's the same thing when you become enlightened with a thought, you got new access, you got new technology, you understand? You have complete new generation, you got new education. Of course, we're going to come up with new strategies. Now,
absolutely.
These new strategies, as you say, Omnitech, they multidimensional, so they might not fit in a one-dimensional, you understand me? Or they tri-dimensional, they quad-dimensional, you understand me? They five-dimensional, so you may be trying to fit them into a one-dimension.
A universe.
You understand me?
University.
But we multiverse.
Right, we multiverse.
We can't fit into one. You have to, it's like even with Marvel. The
exactly.
storyline became so massive they had to draw different universes in order to fit.
You know what I'm saying?
But we can think about it though. The kids today can keep up with all of that.
Absolutely.
They can keep up with Spider-Man and three multiverse with three different storylines brought into one to be entertained and understand every aspect of that story because of the processing speed on how which we take in information.
Absolutely. They say, you know, the chromosome of every child, you know, that comes into every new generation is more powerful than the last.
Absolutely.
So we have the ability, the process and speed automatically that's just more powerful than our parents.
And now the question becomes is this, right? Because I think that the generation before us did a lot of great things because they produced us.
Absolutely.
So by a byproduct of our own rebellion and our own offense to the current design, you understand me, comes from us being produced out the DNA of them at some point of them being unsatisfied with the status quo.
Absolutely.
Right? So it's like a father, you know, having a son that challenges him. Now, he doesn't want to be challenged to the point of defeat, but he respects that his child, you understand me, grew into his own entity. You understand me? To be his own. It's like, hey, I respect you. You know what I'm saying? I'll whoop your arm. You know what I'm saying? I respect that. That's what's up. He got that energy in him. You understand me? Like, that's the respect. But
that's
at the same time,
energy,
if I didn't pass that spirit into my child, I'd be mad. I don't want... I got a son. And if I got a son and the only thing that he do, you understand me, is submit to every single thing that I say or do, that's not a warrior.
That's no son.
That's no warrior.
That's not a son.
That's not a warrior.
That's not a son right there.
You understand me? That's a sucker.
Yeah, it's a sucker.
You know what I'm saying? Like, damn, you ain't gonna bounce back none.
That's a.
And the issue is a lot of fathers try to beat out that spirit in their son.
That ain't the point.
You understand me? Mothers do that as well. Like, nah, it's a way that you nurture the warrior within, because the warrior wants to keep fighting and keep moving. Right. You understand me? And always have another move.
Right.
You cannot kill the warrior within the child.
I would do that.
You understand me? And a lot of men no longer have the warrior spirit, though.
Yes, sir.
So we're growing up in a society where men are, they are civilians. They are soft targets for any war that you get in. You understand me? It's like, you know, I know a lot of people, but I can't move with a lot of people. Everybody ain't warriors. Everybody don't, they don't protect their surroundings. They don't know how to move. You understand me? If y'all was to get into an altercation, they might run. They don't know how to fight. You understand me? They don't know how to go through adversity. They don't know how to be physically, mentally, spiritually, financially strong.
They don't know how to sit still.
Yeah.
They don't know how to be quiet. They don't know how to listen. They don't know how to listen with their heart. You know what I'm saying? I think the greatest thing that the man, when he a warrior, what he could do is, like we talked about a couple of weeks ago, listening with your heart, being able to have a conversation like this and build upon it and not take away from it. You know what I'm saying? Being able to even go through on their own journeys and sit with yourself. Being able to sit with your own, you know what people call it nowadays, demons. And being able to make your demons meditate. You know what I'm saying? Make the devil meditate. A lot of people chanting like, oh, I want to meditate with God, meditate with my angels. But how many people are taking the time to make the devil meditate, though? To sit with those fears that they have. You get what I'm saying? Because the real warrior within a man is when he's able to sit with that darkness in himself. And he said, you know what? I could be a being on this plane or this planet Earth that I could stay a savage. You know what I'm saying? Or I can use this energy or use this game or this knowledge that I know to be a good human being. And that's what's going to lead us forward as masculine men as we start to integrate with that shadow side of ourselves.
You know, what's interesting about what you said, I think about all of what's considered to be called shadow work, right? That inner work within self. I've done so much on myself that I've graduated to immense levels where I faced every single shadow, if you will, within myself, upright, you understand me, with my head up high every single time. I've never denied any aspect of myself. I never denied any aspect of my past, right? I've always used it as a platform for me to grow. And I believe that's why now I sit as such with so much light, you understand me? And I sit so light that there's nothing heavy holding me down. You understand me? Because once you can go toe-to-toe with yourself, that's the greatest fight that you ever go have. Yeah. And a lot of people can't go toe-to-toe with themselves. You understand me? A lot of people talk about going to war with this government, going to war with these devils, going to war with brothers on the streets and all kind of stuff. But no, the war you fight within is the most dangerous battle.
Ever.
It's oftentimes the reason you're angry at others. You understand me? Because you never dealt with self.
Straight up.
And so I've dealt with self, and I used to spend so much time by myself on purpose because I needed to know that I could be comfortable with who I am.
Facts.
When I sit with myself, every version of myself. And then I had to go back and I had to give a new perspective, right, over every situation and every memory that I've had when I was younger. Oh, you thought that you was being a coward in this situation. You wasn't. Let me get you to analyze this, who you was during that time. This is the reason you made that type of decision, right? You thought that you was being a good person during this time. Well, maybe you wasn't, right? Maybe that was an ignorant perspective and you were limited in your ability to be better during that time. And this was your level. And I'm not here to judge you, but I need to show you yourself. It's like when they do those, they used to do those shows of the Christmas past, the ghosts take a person back in their life. I do that where, you know, I time travel in my own mind and I have to go over situations. Everything from when I was younger, middle school, preschool, everything. I had to go over all of those situations because human beings are shaped by moments, right? There's certain moments in our life that shapes who we are because those are the ones that are more dense. They are emotionally connected. They have more layers of information. It gives us more perspectives and ideas over ourselves and more feedback. And so we pull them into our memory and we shape ourselves around those moments. This is who I am. No, that was a moment in time. It was a culmination of a decision that you made, you understand me, that you were connected to emotionally, right? And then you become re-triggered by it because you believe that's you, right? It's not. So you're always who you are now. That's why I always tell you, you can be mad at who I was, but not who I am, because I'm always growing. You understand me? I'm right. always growing outward. I expanded from that old self. And so once you can do that work where you can go over who you was, you can be honest, you can take a look at it, and you can own it, because it requires you to first go through the slave. You're a slave of everything you go through if you never own it all. You're a slave to it. It all controls you. You're triggered by it. You're a complete slave, right? And the slave does not control the way they think. You understand me? What happens, how they react. You're just a slave to your whole life.
Absolutely.
And all moments that happen to you, they're constantly happening to you. You might have got your ass whooped once. You're getting your ass whooped all the time because you still think you that ass whooping. You understand me? You think
still
you deserve
it.
Yeah. No, let that go. If you got your ass whooped when you was right. a kid, let it go.
Just let it go.
Now, I can't relate, but I'm saying, you know what I'm saying? Like, not for real.
Let it go.
Let it go. No,
go.
But for real, though, because, you know, we hold on to so much, you understand me? And it becomes too much for us to deal with.
Right.
And it stresses us because we don't know how to express and let it go.
Right.
And so you have to go back and give yourself a new perspective on every moment. That's how you change your past. So
you just taught y'all high-level science on how to change your subconscious mind and give you a better outcome in reality. You understand me? You literally just broke down how if you keep repeating or keep going into that same thought, your subconscious mind don't know the difference, like a computer programming. You understand me? So if we understand anything about reality and how the subconscious mind is the projector of our reality, then like if you get your ass whooped and you keep thinking about the ass whooping and never thinking about the solution to the ass whooping, never thinking about how you can improve, and anytime you come into another situation like that, right, you go still keep on. The reality will keep bringing you that ass whooping over and over and over, whether it's a fight, whether it's a relationship, whether it's the food that you eat every day that you say you want to do better on and things of that nature, but you keep on focusing on the wrong thing. You understand me? So in order for us to, again, to keep moving forward, like brother just said, we got to go into our conscious mind, reprogram it with better thoughts, see how we can fix those programs by even affirming, right? I am. No, I am no longer that. I am now this. I am this God. I am this being. I am a healthy being. Things you got to repeat to yourself in your consciousness. Things you got to constantly affirm in your thoughts. Because the world will always give you what the world want to give you. But what are you giving you, though? You know what I'm saying?
No, that's a super fact. That's a super fact. And I'm always wanting people to evolve because, number one, people throw way too many pity parties for themselves. Right? It's like we hold on so hard to pain. We hold on so hard to evidence that we're weak and undeserving. You understand me? We hold on so hard to darkness. These things are hard to hold on to be honest. Yeah. But you get so good at holding on to them that you think it's normal that you hold on to them.
It's because people not creative.
You understand me? So it's like I can think of multiple people right now that holding on to the bad in life. And it's hard to break that cycle once you get in it. You stuck in it. You just think about it. Then you view everybody through your pain. And then you want to share that pain with everybody.
Right.
Then you mad that everybody's not checking up on you. Everybody's not there helping you through it. Everybody's not focused on your pain and your problems and your issues. And the harsh reality is it ain't nobody's job to help you but you. Yeah. It's nobody's job to live through your pain but you. Because pain is supposed to go through a process of healing, not living within your pain.
Facts.
You understand me? So once you live in the right way, any pain that you have is supposed to be temporary. It's not supposed to be a lifestyle.
Right.
But people live and they make their trauma a lifestyle. They make their pain a lifestyle. They make their issues a lifestyle. And they mad when other people don't want to partake in their way of life. Mm. You understand me? I live life as a healer. I live life as a light seeker. I live life as a truth speaker. I live life as a God, living above emotions into the thinking of a God. I live life as a builder and a creator and an innovator and a person that gives myself access to be multidimensional and to enrich myself. That's my way of life. You understand me? I'm not going to live in your way of life of pain and problems and trauma and drama. No, I'm not living there. Mm-hmm. That's not what I choose. Yeah, so people don't realize that trauma is a religion and people worship it. Mm. You understand
trauma
me?
Trauma is a religion.
People worship the religion of trauma and drama and pain and depression and anxiety more than they worship Jesus, facts. Allah, Buddha, facts. You understand me, and any other deity that they say that they tap facts. In with.
You can't serve two masters.
Mm-mm.
You understand me? Not in this world, not in the world of spirituality. That's why I be knowing a lot of people really not on that spiritual level that they think they on. You know, they still dealing with these, you know, these religions. You understand me? These idols. You see, a lot of people think that the idols that they was talking about, just people worshiping trees, you know, they was talking about these words people worship, like depression, like anxiety. You understand me? That's idol worshiping. And when you spending all that time in your mind is, oh, I'm depressed. You jealous of somebody? You understand me? You jealous of what the next man got? You seeing that 19 keys doing what he supposed to do to go ahead and provide the knowledge that our people need, and you got some problems with that and things that you idol worshiping. You understand me? Because you're not putting in the work. You're not putting in time to see that the amount of time and work that he put in to produce what he produced. You understand me? So this is how this goes back into also what you were just talking about earlier about, you know, it's like, and I wanted to speak on this about how when a person puts in a certain amount of work, it's like, and another person puts in a certain amount of work, they can recognize you. You know how you be walking and you just go to the store or something and somebody's like, oh, they may not know who you are, but they can sense your energy.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, something about you dope. You know what I'm saying? They can feel it because they know that they on the same vibration of what they've gone through in life. And they're like, oh, that person is lit. Whatever they doing, they dope. You understand me? So, and it also speaks to that, how, you know, how we look at each other as gods, right? Because we know what we do. We know that no matter how you think or how I think, we only help and improve the world. We only help and improve the consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Other people without the God mind may look at us because they don't have the confidence, because they ain't healing their shadows, they ain't putting in the work, right? They may look at you as being an overconfident being. You know what I'm saying? They may look at you as being this and that, and they idol worshiping with their tongue, right? But in actuality, the way I look at you is like, no, it's just a God doing what he's supposed to do on this planet Earth. You know what I'm saying? Speaking how you're supposed to speak, move how you're supposed to move, because obviously I'm doing my work. You know what I'm saying? A man or a woman that's working ain't got time to be tripping off what the next man or woman doing.
Crack, heroin, PCP, right? Ketamine, ADHD, what people utilize, Adderall. Man, it's all kind of drugs out there that people utilize. Liquor, you know, weed. People are addicted to so many different things, right? And the average person that wants to quit, they can't. They don't have control over their own will, right? Which means they don't have control over their own way and their own destiny, and they're enslaved to the things that they take. Now, how do you gain control over self? Of course, there's a mental function, but there's also a biological function as well. See, oftentimes when we're addicted to something, we crave it. There's a excitement, and that excitement is, if you will, an electrical spike right in our brains. We automatically think that if I get that, I'll be rewarded with the pleasures. So your brain is operated based on what it feels, not what it thinks. You understand me? The moment you think of that drug, it is inducing a small chemical in the brain to make you feel that same pleasure that you will if your will continues to go towards manufacturing and producing and manifesting that drug into your reality. Putting you in this cycle, want and will, desire and action consistently. How do you disrupt that? Well, if I want something, but I have a stronger will than the things that I desire, and I can disrupt that, and biologically I also have the capabilities within, because my body doesn't crave something because it no longer needs it.
meaning that it's already at an electrical spike of activity, right? You already high off energy. So therefore you say, nah, I don't need the drink. Nah, I don't need the coffee. My willpower is stronger. See, in the 19th century in the UK, they utilized gold as a way to curb addiction, right? Now, this was a necessary process, and they still utilize gold today in cancer treatments and tumor treatments and all sort of different ways that they utilize gold. The ancient people knew the recipe. They knew how to utilize the elements of the world to take control and power over self. Imagine if you had the greatest electrified operating system in the world and you can begin to control your own will. We've had great testimonials from people who are addicted to weed, people who are addicted to liquor, people who are addicted to coffee, and they've all been able to start to begin to take control of their own will and curb these addictions. And they believe that the assistance of the gold allowed them to be able to tap into that higher mode instead of being controlled by the lower selves. Now they're so electrified, it's their higher mind that is in hyperdrive. Make sure y'all tap in. Get on the gold. Stop being controlled by your addictions and your afflictions. Instead, make gold a part of your new ritual. Tap in.
Now you bring me to a good conclusion and a good spin to this thought. You know, what type of man and woman should you be looking for in 2022?
Oh, yeah.
Right? Now, yeah. People always think I be playing.
A short answer.
Ladies, Listen. And Bashir, he's single. You understand me? So... I'm just saying, like, that he...
The archetype.
That's my brother, same DNA. So, you know, I'm off the table, but that's the closest.
There's no stalkers. No stalkers.
No stalkers. No, y'all stalkers. Be wild. No,
stalkers.
Anyway, let's get focused, right? So, ladies, number one, y'all always think I'm playing about this, right? Now, I always, remember, I throw out the statistic. 1 in 7 wallets are owned by... 1 in 7 crypto wallets are owned by women, meaning there's not enough women in this crypto space. Mm. So I need y'all to get into it, right? Because you understand me, if there's a financial revolution going on, if this is the biggest wealth transfer in the history, then we don't want you on the side where you're waiting, because not enough of the industry is speaking the language of how to get women into cryptocurrency, because they're not speaking it in a manner that women understand and that women value when it comes to. Men understand the idea of, oh, I need to get into it because I need to have power and wealth, right? Those are the things that pushes our ambition towards it. You understand me? But the things that pushes women towards it is more safety and security. You understand me? And so those things that will get men to be early adopters in something are not the same things that will get women to tap in, right? Mm-hmm. And this is why I teach crypto for women specifically, because there's a language that has to be nuanced so that it taps into why women adopt, right? Because, you know, we live in a man's world, so men go speak to men about man things, right? Now, there's some great women in crypto, don't get me wrong. And but I say all of that to say, ladies, if the man don't have crypto, that ain't the type of man you want to be with. Now, why I say that, they say, well, come on, Keith, there's still some good brothers out there. You understand me? That ain't what Kevin Samuel said. But listen now, you understand me? You understand me? What I'm saying is this. If crypto is the money of the future, how he gonna take care of you if he ain't got no crypto? Mm. He ain't thinking long-term enough.
He gonna have fiat and he gonna be worth
it. Yeah. He supposed to be able to talk to you, you understand me, and give you the game on crypto. You asking him what wallet you should use, what crypto you should get in for long-term gains and short-term gains. He said, I don't know, baby. Go follow 19 Keys. Now, he gave you some good advice. Don't get me wrong. You know what I'm talking about? He gave you some top tier, no schmear. You understand me? So he get points for that. But I want to make sure that, you understand me, he took the course too.
Facts.
So therefore, when y'all have conversation, y'all know the course of action that y'all should be taking, because y'all can deliberate, you understand me? And you can do what I call the IRS. You can investigate, research, and strategize together. You understand me? You understand me?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I was thinking, you know, we got to make crypto look sexy. You know what I'm saying? For real. Cause
he really pushing in on this single stuff.
No.
I seen that pause. Sexy.
No, for real though. Like, when you really think about it on a higher level, you know, women love like luxury.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They love like you know, design and aesthetic and things of that nature, you know, but right now the crypto is kind of nerdy, you know what I'm saying? So I think once, you know, the black guys get to making the crypto look sexy, making it to where it's like, the gods in this, even putting it in more rap songs and stuff like that, things of that nature, is gonna automatically tap into that feminine nature. Because, you know, the woman is the womb, the moon. The moon represents money. You know what I'm saying? Woman is money completely. If you understand it, that's why, you know, you really want to treat women correctly. You understand me? Because if you got women thinking negative upon you, bad upon you, things of that nature, you got to understand, black man, she connected to the universe on a whole nother level. So she could be blocking your blessings simply because you got spiritual cords. You understand me? You done did some wrongs. You done wronged your woman. You understand me? So, hey. You got to tap all the way back in. We got to get on to these crypto spaces, because in the next 10, 15 years, you talking about me and Keys walking around, you ain't going to be able to see us because we're going to be floating. You know what I'm saying? Like, floating, because our crypto investments that we invested right now, this is literally, in reality, this is really like year one of crypto.
Right. Now listen, so... Because I want to stay on topic with this, what type of man or woman you should be with 2022. So listen, these feminine brothers, you got to cut them off. It ain't enough masculine men in the world. So all this feminine 2022, bros, ladies, cut them out.
Cut them out.
Leave them alone. You understand me? He more emotional than you. He a soy boy. He's starting to grow the nipples and the breasts. Cut him out. Daddy. You understand me? If he more fashionable than you, you understand me? Like, he got the cutout jeans. Relax.
Colorful.
You got to relax. You understand me? Cut him out. So listen, so what you should be looking for, you got to look for the masculine dominant types. Yeah. You understand me? But have the emotional understanding and spirit. You understand me? And connect it like that, right? You got to tap into the spiritual warriors. You understand me? Who know how to fight, but also know how to meditate.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm talking about? You got to tap into the financially responsible, you understand me, who know how to get paper, but also know how to invest the paper. Mm. You know what I'm talking about? You got to tap in, you understand me, to the one who can protect you physically, but also spiritually. Mm. You understand me? And then if you want to talk about some long-term activities, you understand me, you got to get a brother who know how to speak to women. Mm. You understand me? Make her feel good.
Absolutely.
See, here's the issue, that if you only looking for your mate that can satisfy you for one night, but then when that night happens, you mad that they don't want to see you the next day. That's your problem. Because you were looking for one night rewards. Mm. You understand me? But then you call infinite cords. Mm. Talk to me. You know what I'm talking about? So what I'm saying is this, man. I mean, it's really just pivotal, you understand me? I think that we all have to, 2022 should really be a year that we think about getting into some of the greatest relationships of our lives.
Absolutely.
Right? Like, you shouldn't be with nobody unless you can see a long-term future with them. There's really no point. Like, we got to stop trying to have temporary connections. Now, there's nothing wrong with, you know, some people are blessing, some people are lesson. You know what I'm talking about? Everybody ain't meant to stay for the whole way. You understand me? But there are some people that, you know, at least the intention is what I'm talking about. Communication has to be a key, but not just communication, but understanding. You understand me? Like, if you can talk to a person that can communicate what they believe in, what's their vision, what's their intentions for themselves. I ain't say their intentions for you. What's your intention with yourself?
Write these down.
You understand me? A person that takes self-care serious, a man that takes his hygiene serious, you know what I'm saying? Like a woman, you might have to push him, he might have to push her. Those directions of cleanliness next to godliness, you understand me? A person that has great temperance, you understand me, when it comes to situations of conflict, you understand me? Ask a person about their background and their past, right? Does a person have brothers or friends? You understand me? It will let you know how a man deals, right, with his ego, and also deals with the jealousy and things of that nature may happen. Because without a brother, without a lot of friends, things of that nature, he may not be used to being in groups of men. You understand me? And so he may not have that emotional experience. Mm. So you have to understand these different dynamics that goes into how was this man designed based on his past? You understand me? Like, we got to get back to investigating the people that we with. You understand me? Otherwise, you know, once you end up with someone who can't treat you good, but you didn't investigate, research, you understand me? Then that's your fault, not theirs, because they were just being who they are, and you didn't know who they was because you didn't ask enough questions to find out who you was with. You understand me? And now you mad because they're just being themselves. And sometimes, a lot of times, especially in this new constructed society, don't try to throw in all of these new ideas into a relationship. You got to be chill on this, right? Because people want to take in every goddamn new construct. Men supposed to do this now. Women supposed to do this now. Human beings have been wired through their DNA to follow the construct that their ancestors have set for the last millions of years. And now you just a new generation that want to jump off the porch and decide that none of this stuff matters anymore. We are hardwired and set, you understand me, as men to love certain things about women, as men to love certain dynamics and roles and structures that are set, right? Right. So once you believe that just because you're born in 2000, that you are living in 2022, that everything should go your way and everything should just automatically change, but you have not found success, that's the reason. Because you're going against thousands of years, you understand me, of DNA. That's who we are. That's our nature. So I always say this, you know, gender roles are not created by man. You understand me? They're created by God.
Absolutely.
God assigned us a woman going through her menstruation period. That's a gender role to me. You understand me? A woman having a womb when producing a child, that's a gender role. You understand me? So what's the logic of this, right? If a woman has a child, a person thinks that a woman should know how to cook because she should know how to feed that child, right? It's not to say that two people don't come together to produce that child. But if you have a child, you should know how to feed that child, but also you should know how to feed yourself. Because that milk that goes into that child, you understand me, from the mammary glands, I hope I said that right, you understand me, is going to make that child that genius or not. But that's going to be up to you to know the science of what to put into the milk, you understand me, into your own body so that they're getting that substance. And then when you go to the kitchen table, you are either a murderer or you are a healer. Because every dinner, you're either killing or healing your child.
Absolutely.
You're either putting in dis-ease, you understand me, or you're giving them wealth and you're giving them life. So when the diabetes exists later on, that was mom or pop's cooking. Whether pops bought the food or mom cooked the food or mom brought the food or pops cooked it, it don't matter. The parents are the ones who give the child the disease. And it's like with law. See, a lack of the law or ignorance of the law doesn't constitute that you can't follow it. There's laws to the universe. Just because you're ignorant, there's laws to health. There's laws to wealth. There's laws to power. Just because you're ignorant of it don't mean that you're not guilty of it. You understand me? Because I still got to follow all kind of laws that I might not know. I don't know the whole Constitution, but I still have to follow under those constructs. So there's universal laws that we must follow. If you go get into a relationship, you're going to get into a family building, you're going to get into this power structure of the world. Stop being so goddamn ignorant, please. 2022, find you the type of man and woman who likes to enlighten and educate themselves on a consistent basis and who likes to improve. And who has their mind settled enough to where they can say, I don't know everything. I don't have to be right, but I'm willing to grow.
Absolutely.
Talk to me.
When you think about it, a man such as myself, Bashir, the one who brings good news from Allah God, I want to let you sisters know one right now.
Talk to him.
You got to understand something. I'm a man that's built on ancient principles in the new future. You understand me? So if you come to me, or anything other than on what our ancient ancestors have brought upon and what we have brought into this universe, you just can't get to me.
Well, let me ask you some questions then. All right, so you know you got these new sisters, right?
Yeah.
And they like, well, Bashir, you know what I'm saying? I hear all of that, but I hear about you black Muslim men, man. Y'all don't really, You know what I'm saying? Y'all kind of biased, and I don't know, because I've been hearing some of the bad things about y'all. You know what I'm saying? Is that true? This is the question that they ask.
I'm going to let you know something. I am biased. I'm very biased. You want to know why? It's because I have to be to stand on my principles. See, I'm a man of principles, and I'm a man of creed. You understand me? I'm a man of decadence. So if you, as a human being, don't stand on these principles, decadence, you don't stand on any reverence, you don't stand on anything that you dedicated to when it comes to your ancestors, you don't stand on truth, you don't stand on knowledge and wisdom, and it, like my good brother said, on ascending and ascension and elevating, then why would I need to think that I need to put my seed within you and grow a child with you? Because otherwise, you gonna want to put confusion in my child.
So what if she say, well, Marsha, I hear that, but this the new age. What about, you know, men submitting to women instead of women submitting to men? Because women now believe that they should be the better rulers of the world.
Well, that may exist for those other men. Just not me. But see, I understand this on this level though, right? Because you know we God. And of course, the woman that's going to be with me is going to be a God. You understand me? Because that's the only way it's going to ever be. So I already know that as a man, you submit to your woman in terms of her feminine energy. You understand me? And she submits to her man in terms of his masculine energy, right? I say, always be man enough for your woman to be woman enough. You understand me? So in those ways, and once we
say that one more time.
Always be man enough so your woman can be woman enough. You understand me? So once we do that and we start standing on that, on those principles, everything will fall in line.
Now, what's an example of a woman being, what's an example of you submitting to a woman's feminine energy, the essence?
For an example, you know, sometimes as men, we can move with the thought space and not the heart space. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes we can make decisions and we can even have conversations with our women that she can correct us on certain things when it comes to our heart. Now, I know that in Islam, we always say that, and we was taught growing up as children that if someone teaches you correct, then, and if it's in accordance with Islam, right, then you should take it as advice. You understand me? And so one thing that I always noticed that, you know, even learning from your older women and learning from your mother, learning from my sisters and things of the nature, women have a lot of wisdom that men just don't have, right? Simply because they connected to a whole nother way of thinking. So when it comes to a woman and her feminine wisdom, I submit to that.
That's a good answer, but I mean, like, I want some technicals, like.
So you want technicals?
Yeah, because, you know, that's a good, like, you know what I mean, soundbite, smooth criminal,
nah, that's,
you know what I'm saying?
Mean, that's real, though.
Floated Yoda out that way.
Okay,
you know what I'm talking about?
Yoda, though, that was
but,
Yoda.
Like,
so you want, like,
in a real sense where it's like, all right, you know, a man and women clash on a lot of different things, you understand me? Things in the household, dynamics in reality, things in a social world. Now, I understand that, you know, women have more emotional experience than men have, right? And it's more so being able to listen, right? The ability to listen to somebody other than yourself, right? And trusting your mate as if they have the best interest. Not only you having the best interest for both of you all, but they do too. And if you would be open and willing enough to listen, then you will hear wisdom when they're right. And most of the issues is not being open to listen when someone else is right other than yourself.
Right.
Because the ego tells you, you're right all the time. You understand me? But when you're open enough to listen when someone is right other than you, then you start to recognize them for what their true value is. And in those times, or when you have those moments of, okay, in these incidences, this is where I submit because I know that these are the times I should listen. And submission is just, for the most part, listening, right? We think submission almost is like, I'm bowing down to you, my God. You understand me? Submission is listening.
Right.
You understand me? Yeah, knowing when to listen. And that's an important key aspect because most people demonize the word submission. You understand me? They don't want to submit to submission. But at the reality of it, the offset is learning to listen and to take heed, you understand me, so that you can continue to expand and grow. Because at any point in time, when your ego stops you from growing, it becomes death in that relationship and within that self. And so if you have a woman there with you, what is the value of having the woman in the first place, right? Is having that person that can nurture the wisdom that you have, number one, because a woman helps nurture wisdom and the knowledge, the vision and the potential of the man for him to grow. She massages the God within him so that he grows and flows. And so that if you don't allow her, you understand me, to help nurture that God within, I know you're going to get the physical massages and the back rubs, but it's the spiritual massages you be needing. That gentle handling that you be needing. What about this, babe? What about this, babe? What about if we do this? Oh, I know you're thinking about this. And being open enough to listen, then you will realize that you have the greatest helper in the world. You understand me? And with her by your side, through those situations, through those times, through those challenges, through those thoughts, things that you may be doing good, but she's sitting there analyzing and studying you and say, babe, what about this small little tweak here? And if you're open enough to listen, then you're allowing yourself to be helped, you understand me, by the God that you chose.
Absolutely. That's exactly what's going on.
And she is a God. We don't call her Goddess, you understand me, because she's of equal. She's not the Goddess as if there's lesser. She is an equal God. Mm-hmm. So,
because you want her to make God.
Let me give you a scenario. All right, so new age woman, 2022 women, okay, right? It's different now, 2022 woman, right? She said, all right, listen, Bashir, I know you're a man of faith and spirituality, but aren't you open, you know what I'm saying? And like, I got like my friends, you're not like closed off or closed-minded or anything, right? So she gonna be like, yeah, you know, they going to a LGBT function, right? Where it's like a gala or a dinner. They're like, my sure, ain't you coming to support? No. It's a little charity. what she going? She
like, no. What?
Wow. So, all right, why not?
Why not?
I'm not answering. I'm asking the questions from the 2022 millennium Generation X perspective.
This is not even a question.
Ain't you open enough? Ain't you gonna go to that stuff?
No. I believe in environment. You understand me? So I'm never going to no environment where I'm just not go mix. You understand me? That's just what it is. We ain't gotta have no further discussion. This is it. I ain't in the mixing. You know what I'm saying?
Oh my God.
I like to keep it. All the way God law.
Okay, now 2022 women, right? They be like, you understand me? They into the polygamy and stuff. You understand me? So what do you think about that? If she comes and offers you opportunities, you understand me, of multiple choices.
I mean, I think that's a given in this universe. You can't be laughing, man. You can't be laughing. But for real, I think that's a given in this universe, especially in this daytime and in age, right? We're dealing with a whole bunch of factors where you really got men out here that's just not men. You got a lot of boys parading as men. So, of course, you know, we get into those times that it does speak about in the Bible. You understand me? Where, you know, you go see men, real men.
Right. Brother, I'll pull up the Bible all of a sudden. He ain't said a Bible quote this whole time.
I said a Bible quote this whole time, but sometimes you can use the references because you know that, hey, it's
and
real.
He ain't use a quote, he used the whole
it's
Bible. They just say that in the Bible. I don't know what verse, but I know in the Bible. But, it says something to validate this.
But in reality, though, we are getting to a time where there's really no real men walking around. So, you know, I've actually felt, you know, times where I felt kind of like how women feel when, you know, based on how people be getting at women, how women be getting at me now. You understand me?
It'd how they be getting at you? What you mean?
It just be like.
Well, give me an example.
You know how, so for an example, you know, being in Atlanta is one of those places where, you know, there's a whole bunch of juicy smoothies walking around. So
it's a what? Smoothies.
It's a lot of Juicy Smoolies walking around.
Juicy Smoolies?
Yeah. What's that? You know, like Dave Chappelle.
Jussie Smollett?
Yeah, there you go.
Talking about Juicy Smoolies. So why don't ever say that?
Ain't that what he said? Hey, that's all I'm saying, but look.
The way you said it, I'm in Atlanta with a bunch of Juicy Smoolies.
Let's just take it back. But anyway.
Pause,
right? So we in Atlanta, right? I'm just out there being a black guy.
Yes,
right?
Sir.
You understand me? I go where I need to go, and I get back to where I gotta go. You understand me? But when I am out, when I am at functions and things of that nature, you know, women, they just be on a brother. You understand me?
What does on a brother mean?
You know how they get at you.
What does get at you mean?
Get at you like.
Give me an example.
Like, What's the number?
You know that's what I'm saying?
So like, they really get at you.
You understand?
So like, this is almost like with that Oakland mindset. You understand me? How you would get at women and things of that nature. So you gotta really sit back and like, hold on, sister, you gotta relax. You understand me? Just like.
So you be having to like push them off you like that.
Man, like, not for real. As a masculine man, you really don't even want women to just get at you like that. You understand me? Because you want to get to her. You understand me? You want to figure out, you know, how strong and powerful you are. You understand me? So you don't really want. I mean, you do, but then you don't. You understand me?
I get what you're saying, black man. Now, all right. So 2022 woman. She's saying, Bashir, you know, I like the way you dress. You understand me? But like Kid Cudi and you know, so many new superstars and hip hoppers, you know what I'm saying? Hip hoppers, I sound like one of them. Hip hoppers. Rappers, love.
Old as shit.
No, they be wearing like the kilts and the dresses stuff. Yeah, so what if she says that, you know, I want us to dress in the new age style and you should embrace more of your feminine stuff. That's what the girls say to you. You know what I'm saying? That's what they be doing nowadays. That's how they be getting the brothers to embrace. So you not, I'm saying, so she say you should wear, possibly like wear skirts, and she say that's more manly because they did that in Africa and in the Irish. What you saying to that?
I'm going to tell the sister I don't live in Africa.
Okay.
I don't live in Africa. I don't live in Amsterdam. I don't live in none of these places.
Yes.
I don't live in Ireland.
Yeah.
I live right here in my vessel. You understand? My temple of God.
All right, this is a good response. All right. Throw me some questions, man.
Okay.
End this off. Right.
Yeah. So. Okay, well, you. You know, sisters come to you. They Will Keys. They want to do the polygamous thing with you. You understand me? So, how are you taking that in this 2022 age and era? I mean, I'm talking about.
Well, you know.
Hold on, wait. They wealthy. They healthy, spiritual. You understand me? They tapped in with Allah, the whole nine. You understand me? Divine. Tapped into something that is God mind. You understand me? So I just want to see, like,
you know, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. He said that if you only but knew what was good for you, you know, you just choose one. See, I think one of the chief issues is not whether we're getting to a point in society where there's a necessity for multiple choices, but are we at a point within ourselves, you understand me, that we can even make it successful with one? And the issue that we have is that we're always looking for excuses to indulge in our lower nature.
Yes, sir.
We can find any reason. We can dress it up, you understand me? And we can quote scriptures and we can give statistical reference of the anomalies between male and female. But how many of us can say that we have acquired the level of righteousness, you understand me, that is necessary for a home of abundance of such to be done right. See, most people know how to do the devil. They don't know how to do God. You understand me? So we can always justify our wickedness with righteous verses. You understand me? But is it character? So I would have to tell her, you know, I understand. I understand why you proposed this.
In your Louis Farrakhan voice.
Yes. Okay. Cause I'm gonna have to tap all into that righteousness. Listen, I understand why you would calculate such decision. And it is a very wise choice that you have made to come to me with this decision. But in my wisdom, I must send you back the reflections of yourself.
Wait, hold on.
Are you prepared to have the best relationship with yourself first? And have you sought and seeked another woman so that you can be under her bosom? And you want the comfort of masculine energy to protect you too, so you can do something indecent. Because the real house is built by the man, not by you. You are not qualified to bring me this decision. You may think that your money and your fineness and your curves and them lips is enough. But it's not.
Yes, sir.
None of those things make a home.
No, you don't.
You understand me? A home is made by love, right? Correct love. The love for God makes the home. You understand me? So before you approach anybody with offerings of multiple women, first I need to know what God you serve. You understand me? Because I can't make a home just with multiple women. I have to make a home with principles and values. You understand me? That's what creates longevity, and this is what's missing chiefly in this generation. Is that you want to cook with everything but the right ingredients, hoping that you produce, you understand me, the same results as somebody who did have the right recipe. No, that's not how it works. So if you're gonna make a home, you need those things required that makes a home. Because anybody can come together. You got people with 10 baby mamas, that's polygamy. You got people with 30 failed relationships. They tried some of those relationships at the same time. So that's polygamy. But how many families that we can say were successful and happy? You understand me? If you're trying to create successful and happy families, that's a different intention that goes into the sowing of that thought that two people come together to consummate a relationship with a plan and a strategy and a vision. So in my highest esteem of order, I would have to politely decline because I have not yet, you understand me, qualified myself to build a happy home. You understand me? For temporary exploitation of the opportunity, absolutely I can spend upon these multiple choices. But if I'm going to go into my God thought system, talk to me later. Yes, sir.
You know what I was thinking? You know, if a woman got to bring you another woman, she not all the woman herself. You understand me?
Now, wait. Because I think that the thought could be qualified first by thinking about the intention of why you bring a helper into a situation. It can be based on the magnitude of help that is needed for the situation.
Well, yeah.
Because
I believe that, I mean, of course, you know, let's say for an example, you start off with your woman and you learn how to build that relationship completely healthy first, right? Let's say, for example, y'all have like 4 children or something. Maybe she need help with actually raising those children while you off doing what you gotta do, you understand, to provide things of that nature. It's a lot of the work to handle 4 children at home by yourself, stuff like that. Of course, and the man will come in, he gonna do what he gotta do. You understand me? Especially if it's a healthy household. But we all know that's a lot. You understand me? So I can see in those types of situations. You know what I'm saying? But straight off the bat, you know, I would like for my woman to be very confident. You know what I'm saying? Very sure of herself. Very, like, far more powerful than me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want her to be at that level. Because in my mind, I feel like I'm God. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, she got to come with that level of energy as well. Because I know that's the what's going, you know, when you try, when you talk about building children, building families, we want God babies. You know what I'm saying? We want God tribes. We don't want humans. You know what I'm saying? We want human beings. You understand? We want to build Christ into the universe. That's the ultimate goal, is making sure that we reproducing that Christ consciousness, that crystallized consciousness. You know what I'm saying? So, off top, of course, we're going to want for our women to be really on the same level as us, mm-hmm. twin flame.
Now, you know, and on the flip side, to be God's advocate on the situation, I do understand the cultural benefits, the institutional building aspects of it when, you know, you have situations where, specifically when you're talking about expansion and growth of empires and institutions, a lot of men are not building anything at great scale to where they're needing more people. You understand? It's like if you got a business and it's flowing perfectly with just two people, why do you outsource?
Fact.
Right? That has to be growing at an exponential rate where you have to bring in more people to sustain the business or grow the business. Right? Because family is a business. You understand me? Business is the activity of life. Now, how do you make those activities profitable? How do you make those activities produce power? How do you make those activities produce wealth? That's a different conversation. So when two people come together, they create a third. You understand me? 1 + 1 = 3. You understand me? When it comes to the mathematics of family. You understand me? Two people come together, they make a third. Right? So once you understand the mathematics of family, then you're multiplying your net worth, right? Through every idea that y'all bring together, y'all are consummating thoughts together. Because sex is not just something that you have when you're in the bed. There's sex happens when the energies of two beings come together and they are producing entities and energies and ideas and visions. You understand me? And they're giving birth, right, to all of these different things. But the problem is that sexual energy is now only applied to the bedroom, because in America, Western sex is not taught correctly. You understand me? And so you don't know how to use the sexual energy of the relationship to manifest and produce. Facts. And this is really one of the biggest reasons why men are not qualified for polygamous relationships, because your ability to master the manifestation of sexual technique is non-existent. You understand me? Your ability to even satisfy the multitudes in which you want under your heirloom is non-existent.
Right.
So the responsibility that you take on, that you think you're ready for because you got money, or you think you're ready for because half the dudes in Atlanta is gay, you understand me? The other half is wearing purses and the other half ain't worth nothing. And yeah, you of the 1%. You understand me? And on paper, you qualified. But when it comes to the spiritual paper, you ain't qualified. Because you don't even know the laws of the universe. So how you going to handle two gods and you just one? You have to be at such level in your godliness, you understand me, to handle the multiplicity that you're trying to take on.
Fact.
But this generation right now should be quiet with that conversation.
Really should.
Because they're going away from the principles that will allow them to be prepared for such deeds.
Absolutely.
They're not moving forward more. It's because the world is getting worse and less men are being qualified, which is opening up the pool of the available women. You understand me? It's not because men are getting more qualified. Otherwise, there will be less available pool of women. You understand me? So you have to understand that this equation is going in a backwards formula. And so those men, knowing that their net worth and their worth is becoming more and more and more, it's an ego that's attached to why you think you're qualified. You understand me? And you are going to, what's the word that I'm looking for? Exploit. You understand me? That opportunity because you know you can. You understand me? Not because you know you qualified.
Mm.
So there's a protocol for being a God. You understand me? It's a protocol for being ready, and there's a protocol for responsibility and duty. And I think that we should grow upon the conversation of qualifying oneself before we move forward in any other qualify or any other conversations in society, right? What does that look like? What does the qualified man and woman look like, right? The one that can, that is mature, the one that can grow themselves and sustain themselves and build spiritually, because in relationships, the biggest thing you're gonna be dealing with is the spiritual wars. You understand me? But also you got the financial wars. Most divorces is because of the finances. In today's time, you're dealing with so many different factors and issues and problems of society, you understand me? That may be outside of what you were thinking about when you got into a relationship. Now you got the media, you got the new millennials, you got the next generation, you got these TV shows, you got this woman's movement, you got all these different things that factor into the expectations that you all now have.
If you really think about it, all these things that you have to master, right, in today's society, that's not human being shit. You know what I'm saying? If you truly think about it, when we go, this conversation we have, going into the many different layers of mastery that a man and woman must do, is almost like we're talking about becoming a God. You know what I'm saying? In order for a being to go from a, let's just say, because most of us come from the hood, you know what I'm saying? We come from that place of not having anything. And then we in a world where, oh, we got to get this done. We got to get this done. We got to understand our own magic. We got to understand our own sexual energy. We got to understand other people's sexual energy, auras, and all these different things. You got spirituality. So you start learning, like, you got a whole world you discovering. You got a whole different dimensions you discovering, a whole different ways of thinking and ways of seeing, whole different ways of tapping into your mind that you didn't even know existed. You seeing things from different realities that you didn't even know existed. So it's almost like you start to realize, like, I'm realizing that I am the universe, because I have to become the universe in order to be literally a man or a woman. In order to actually have a healthy household, or to actually have a healthy business structure, or to have actually healthy friendships and things of the nature, in order to actually make that true in this reality, I actually do have to stand on divine laws. So, but if you a being that can stand on God laws, what does that make you? You get what I'm saying? If God created the laws in the universe and you can abide by them, that means that you are worthy of being a being that is of God. You know what I'm saying? So I look at things from that sense of, past everything we talking about, the truth of what we truly getting into right now is really that we are all learning to be masters of self. Until you master self, you will always be a slave to everything else. You understand? And until you step into your own consciousness, into your own mind, a lot of people tend to say this, until you step into your own meditation. But what is meditation, right? Meditation is really just getting out of this world. Shut it off. Turn off the phone. You understand me? Go into the consciousness. Go into your mind. See what you need to do. See what you need to correct. See what you need to fix, right? In your own self first. Don't try to fix it in nobody else. Don't try to fix it in your relationships. Don't try to fix it in nothing. Go into you first. See what you need. You understand me? That's the only thing. Once you recognize what you need, that's when you will recognize who you need around you. You understand me?
That's a fact. And family, this has been a war room. I hope you found some good perspective from this. This is Bashir Music. You understand me? And I want you all to just ponder upon, really, of all the things, because this was a great conversation. I was just able to relax and have with my brother. We had some fun in some of these questions and conversation that we have. But, you know, think about this for a second. You know, what qualifies you today? What are your own standards? Like, take some time and write that down, right? If you can write out your standards and you meet somebody else and y'all standards can meet and match, then perhaps you may have found the right person. right? But if we don't have any standards, right? And we don't even know our own standards, right? Then how do we know when we met the right person? Sometimes all you gotta do is compare notes. I appreciate y'all. I'm 19 Keys. This is the War Room. We're going to war with ignorance. We're going to war with relationships. We're going to war with financial dependence. We're going to war, you understand me, with self. Every single time in the war room, we're going to war with somebody. And you are the general. So make sure you master your strategy and win that war. Tap in.
MashaAllah. May Allah continue to bless everyone that is watching this. May you stay on the path. And may you continue to be blessed. Ashe, Allahu Akbar.
Who said you get an outro?
Conversation about political, economic, and wealth building. This is the War Room.
Never have too much gold. Tap in.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.